Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports page, Pat McAfee, Incorporated, Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Ah, that baby
That man right there, that's Bubba Gumpino. He is a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
Right.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, sire. Croatian Bruce, how are we?
DC Brate. What's going on, dude?
Fucking knew it.
It's a new one.
Otter, how are we?
Tony, doing great, dude. Happy to be back.
Happy to be back. Bruce, what's going on?
What do you mean?
Well, since you're now...
You knew as soon as he's in that picture with fucking Modric, dude. That was it.
I told you guys.
So they're never coming back after that, dude.
But he's also, I don't know if you know this, the voice of the gambling industry.
I wouldn't say that. That's true.
Fucking U.S.
Guy was in USA. Guy was in USA Today.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
VSiN did a feature on him.
They did. Shout out to those guys, I guess.
How does Parma feel about all of this?
Parma was pumped. We did a little IT sesh where I got Twitter going again for her.
Nice.
She's on iOS. She's on iOS 2, so you got to keep those things updated.
So she can still have Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. All good. All good on that front.
Nice.
Let's go.
It was cool, you know.
I heard you phoned in a bet from fucking Croatia to Mitt.
Yeah, I did. Hey, Mick, get down on Hajduk. Fucking IMO Hajduk, Samo Hajduk.
Hey.
The Croatian league is in full swing, and I actually have a little bit of inside baseball, U.S. soccer. There's an 18-year-old kid on Hajduk, American. They're calling him Captain America. He's got two goals so far in league play and is an absolute stud.
All right.
Once he's rolling around with fucking Reyna, Balogun, and Pulisic, we're actually going to have a pretty exciting young midfield attacking forward.
Already do, my friend. Already do. But, that sounds awesome, Bruce. That sounds awesome.
Attaboy, Bruce.
I only bet on the open over break. I took everything off. Besides that,
I've only watched the Yankees. That's the only baseball I've consumed.
The open went pretty well. How are the Yankees doing? I'm betting against them.
The Yankees are doing fucking terrible.
And Severino just got scratched. Right?
No, Domingo Herman is scratched. Severino might be scratched after last night. He let up like 8 runs before recording an out.
Yeah, those Orioles are fucking scary, man. If they get the Rangers might still get Verlander too, man.
Yeah.
Trade market. Who just got
Savali?
Saval, dude.
Rays might be cooked. I think so, man. They've been on a schneid.
Oh, yeah. They have. Their bats have gone very, very, very cold.
Yep.
We'll do baseball. We'll still do baseball every single day. Training camp has started, though. So. I did the math. I think we should start tomorrow, do 2 teams a day.
All right.
All right, cool.
Go through it.
All right.
Where are we starting?
Good question. We'll figure that out after the show.
Please, please do.
I don't know if we should start in a division and go by division. Probably go by division.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we usually did. What did we do last year? Division a week?
Yeah.
Yep.
But I think we're starting a little later. I think we might have to do 2 divisions a week.
Here we go.
Cramming.
Yeah, we got to cram.
I feel like we ended a little early, though.
Well,
we could do 2 a day and then Friday.
I'm like highly confident in some random teams.
You know what?
The Giants can't buzz.
Who's the random team you're highly confident in?
The Atlanta Falcons.
No way. That's who I was going to say.
I think Artie Smith with Bijan, Jesse Bates on the back end. I think the Falcons are going to win that division. I think the Dirty Bird's back.
I think I was thinking them or Tampa Bay. I wouldn't be surprised if one of those teams had 10 win season.
Is it because one of those fucking accounts that just tweets out highlights and says, so-and-so is going to have a fucking huge season, dude. Tweeted out that
picture. Why?
Tweeted out that video of Mac Collins, and you were like, oh, Mac Collins might be a fucking number one.
You just realized that you can tweet out something without putting like something before it.
Yeah. Or after.
Yeah,
after
that, a caption. They just did it with Quentin Johnson. Quentin Johnson is unstoppable. It's like, is he?
At least I've seen at least a few.
That pick by what's his name for the Giants.
Yeah, that was actually sick.
Tell you one who's getting like not like, because the rookies for all get tons of hype. But I just checked his over under and it's 700. And it's Brandon Cooks. It looks like Dak's looking at him a lot. And Brandon Cooks has gone under 700 like one time in his entire career.
Yeah. I mean, he's Brandon an incredible Cooks, player.
Cooks will be like, when he retires, like maybe one of the most underrated players of all time.
Yeah.
He's been good everywhere he's gone.
I think I saw a stat. If he goes over 1,000 with the Cowboys, it'll be the fifth team he's gone over 1,000 yards with.
It's insane, man.
No, I don't take... I refuse. I will never, ever, ever take a season over on a total. I just won't do it.
Yeah. Well, you have the data, Tony.
Anything could happen. Yeah, I texted you guys the data. Someone did the data, and quarterback
passing yards, 71% under
the last two seasons. If you just took every passing yard under for the season, not like single game, for the season, 71% to the under. I mean, that's got injuries tied in. It's got things just don't work out. Stuff like that, but 71% of the under on quarterback passing yards, season total of the under.
Many guys don't play the full year.
Correct. Now and I think like all the unders, like receiving yards, stuff like that, was like somewhere around 60% too for the last 2 years. But I'm sure sports books are obviously going to adjust that and fix that. But I'm just not a guy who's ever going to put down over for someone's prop bet for this.
Yeah, season. Tony, I was just looking at random prop bets and sticking with quarterback unders. I saw Jalen Hurts under 10.5 rushing touchdowns. Last year, he had like 7 touchdowns on the 1 yard line. He's also a running quarterback. I was just kind of thinking that's pretty damn high. I think he had like 12 or 13 last year. He had a lot.
It's I wouldn't take that under either, just because if they get to the one, he's sneaking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard with no. Unless they like release some point of emphasis where you can't do it anymore.
So yeah, we'll start that 2 teams a day. We'll go by divisions. Maybe we'll say like we'll do like an AFC North, NFC North team tomorrow.
Okay. So we'll do
one team for me.
Okay. I see what we're doing.
And we could do that. We'll start that. We'll do that tomorrow.
We might have like a fun New York day then.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. You want to? We'll do. Yeah. AFC East, NFC this week.
That'd be fun.
AFC East, NFC East this week. Because that's good because Jets will be on Hard Knocks. This week we have Jets-Browns on Thursday. We'll do that. We're also going to have to do college football preview at some point. We'll figure out how to get that done as well. I don't know if we want to do by conference or whatever. Been listening to some stuff, been reading some stuff. Pac-12 is going to be an awesome conference this year.
Feels like there's a lot of drama there too. With like, do you see what Oregon's coach?
Yeah,
Dan Lynn said. I mean, he's not wrong. Colorado hasn't won anything.
Yeah, talk about contributing nothing to the group project and then being like, all right, I'm out of here.
But you also don't want to lose schools. Like the Pac-12, they can't keep losing schools.
No, it's gonna die. It's gonna end. I mean, it's already like UCLA and USC are such linchpins of the Pac-12 that it's already basically dead. It's just a matter of time.
It's a tough situation.
The Mountain Pac-8.
They're saying Oregon might go to the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you lose Oregon, Washington, you're dead.
It's all dumb. I saw a tweet. I think it was from the Sickos committee. Like everyone just needs to. Everyone's still playing 12 games a year. Who really cares about all these conferences? Just relax and. Just enjoy college football.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a great season. We'll do that too. Baseball with college football, NFL, we'll do the previews. We'll have preseason games, which we have one coming up on Thursday. When I first popped into my head rosters, I thought, Zach Wilson, was he the best starting quarterback? No, but was he probably a pretty good preseason quarterback? Yeah. And then you get fucking Stravolsky.
Yeah, Stravolsky for like 3 quarters. Yep.
They were undefeated last preseason.
I hope I don't see Tim Boyle for one snap.
He's going to play a lot, Tony.
You think Timmy is?
Yeah.
So who do you think who doesn't get a lot of reps in? Zach Wilson?
Zach, or Stravolsky? I think Zach as the number 2 will get like a quarter maybe. And then
Zach
Wilson play this.
I go Zach starts, Stravolsky for 2, and then Boyle for the 4th.
So I thought.
Although I'd rather have Stravolsky to fucking close it out.
Yeah, I thought I would be Jets plus the 2.5, maybe by a point to a 3. But then Browns are rolling out Dobbs, who's also an incredible preseason quarterback. I didn't realize he was back with the Browns.
I didn't know that either.
Do they still have backup running back? Who's had that great Thursday night football game?
Kareem Hunt still a free agent?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would, if I was the Colts, I'd pick him up right now, especially with Zach
Wilson
getting hurt.
Legitimately.
Right now.
Yeah.
Literally right now.
Or give Dalvin Cook $8 million.
Sure. Well, it's, I mean, he's at practice. He's on the Jets, right?
Yeah, he must.
He left.
Probably is.
I know, he's already still.
Out of there.
Jerome Ford is their backup, who was the running back out of Cincy. I don't know if they drafted him this year or last. They drafted him last year.
Gotcha.
Good running back out of Cincy. And then Demetric Felton, was he the one?
No. He must be on a new team.
Yeah. I know
you're I think he had two last names.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whoa.
Whoa, Tony.
Oh, no.
Tony.
Oh, no.
Tony.
But yeah, I mean, DTR, do we know if he how he'll be? Who knows? But he can run.
I like DTR. Yeah,
fun to watch.
He can run. And their fourth string is Kellen Mond, who was he was our lock two drafts ago to get drafted a lot lower than he was supposed to or whatever.
Yeah, the guy's
we'll break down. We'll see if we get anything from the coaches on who's going to fucking play in that game. 2.5 is the line, I believe. 32.5.
If Shefolsky's playing anything more than a quarter, I think
you you know I'm not. You know I'm not an over guy, but 32.5 seems a little low. Seems a little low for these guys.
I can. The only thing I can't stop laughing. The only thing I remember about Kellen Mond is when we had Lombardi on here, and we asked Kellen, and we asked him about Kellen Mond's draft position. I think I asked the question if I should go over under on him, and he had the best breakdown of Kellen Mond of all time.
I assume it wasn't good.
No, it was not.
Speaking of Texas A&M, this is you know. Might be a good buy low team this year.
Holy fuck.
They were a terrible
buy. Can't get much fucking lower, dude.
They were a terrible buy high last year, but, you know, their defense is always good. And if
they might have been, as far as, like, expectations and what they did, the worst team in college football last year.
Potentially, yeah. I very, very, very...
What's, like, the ceiling, though? Like, Arkansas season last year, is that, like, their ceiling, probably?
So they're in the West, so you have
easier.
No, I mean, you got Bama.
Harder. The East is easier.
Yeah, well, the East is just Georgia and then Tennessee.
Gotcha.
You know.
Yeah, I somehow had those.
The West is Bama, LSU, and then it's basically it's probably Auburn. Them being third.
Auburn can't get worse.
Who knows?
I mean, I guess it
Auburn
could,
also but. Can't get worse than what they were last year. And then you have the Mississippi teams. Like, you don't know who knows what Ole Miss and Mississippi State's going to be. And
yep, they'll be tough at home and bad on the road, like most of all of these teams.
Like, Ole Miss's offense will be good. You know it will.
Yeah. Yep.
Kiffin, they got that.
Ole Miss has they have that quarterback from USC that started before.
Well, they have Jackson Dart.
Yeah, Jackson Dart.
They also have a high recruit, and they also got, what's his name from Oklahoma State?
And they also just got the kid from LSU.
Sanders. They got Spencer Sanders?
I heard, the stuff I was listening to, they think it's going to be Jackson Dart and Spencer Sanders may be a, I guess there's a late transfer portal for grad students, maybe. I don't know. So,
So you're saying he might bail?
He might bail before the season starts.
And go where? How do you just keep playing musical chairs until the music starts?
I love Sam Hartman on Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
good. I think he's going to fucking go.
You want to hear the craziest thing in the world? What's his name has a chance to start for Bama, the Notre Dame kid, the freshman from last year?
Drew Pine? Get out.
Get out of here. That kid was electric the one game he played.
No, not Drew Pine. I think Drew Pine, where is he at? Arizona State, somewhere. Not Arizona, because...
We don't know who Bama's starting QB is.
No.
Drew Pine might be staying in a little
grave. It's Milrow who was the runner, and then...
It's obviously Milrow, dude.
I have heard that it's I think he's number 16.
We're talking about Alabama now.
Call and somebody said it's gonna be number 16.
I was just looking at Instagram. I'm just looking at the Instagram. This is one of my favorite things.
I'm so glad we're back. They don't even have a number 16 at quarterback.
What's his name?
It has to be Monroe, dude.
So Milrow is the guy that started last year when
we're talking about Alabama.
And then Buckner is the dude from transferring from Notre Dame. And then
they got a freshman.
Yeah, Ty Simpson is his name.
That kid. Yeah,
there it is.
What number is he wearing?
15.
15.
Close. You're super close.
I too have seen positive things.
But Buckner knows the offense if they're running, what's his name? OC who came from Notre Dame to be at Bama now.
That kid was electric
Tommy
before
Reese.
He got hurt.
Sorry, Tommy Reese is now the OC at Bama.
Great shot of Cliff walking into USC.
He looked super happy. We got a lot of exciting things coming up, Tommy.
Is he the OC?
He's
no, he's advisor. Like
quarterback. Oh, okay.
Like
right. What is he? He's like quarterback guru.
Yeah, like advisor to offense.
I think he's just tying himself. He's tying himself to Caleb Williams. Then he's gonna come with Caleb back into the league.
He can't have like an official title because I'm
still getting paid.
Paid by the Cardinals. Yeah.
Gotcha. So can you be press box?
Who knows? I have no idea.
Can you have him?
He'll be boots on ground.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll dive into all that starting tomorrow. Let's just do baseball today. A lot of shit going on. Trade deadline.
Yeah, we're really
in the Sox. Can the Sox make a fucking move? We made a run to get there. Like
we're in the thick of it. We are.
We're in the thick of it.
Jesus, man. They're right there right now. It's like, can we get a fucking... We're running bullpen days every twice through a rotation. Yeah. Well, man.
I think I can say this. Buccos are out of it.
Yeah, he traded Slam Tana, dude. That was a sweet walk-off yesterday, though, by the birthday boy.
Yeah, but I think we can say Buccos are done.
I mean, it was a good run. A step in the right direction.
Right. You're right. It was.
Yes. Yankees are struggling, but so Aaron Boone was taking a lot of shit for Judge not playing last night. Pretty must-win feeling game in Baltimore. Ended up getting blown out, lost the series. But the Yankees play 13 straight nights.
Holy shit.
Starting last night. 13 straight. No days off. Is that what it's like for everybody? I don't know.
Jays are running 17, Bruce.
Jesus.
Christ
fucking
almighty.
It's ugly out there.
Like today, 3-10.
We were hot baseball before we took a break. I have not bet a single baseball game since we stopped doing this show.
I've still been diving in.
Yeah, just
I've been keeping my head on.
Okay.
I've been down.
Oh, I've been keeping my head down. I'm so due, so I got a good parlay.
The only thing I bet on was the most boring open of all time. Which went well.
That was tough. Dude. Yeah. There was never... Actually, when Rombo started hot and then Hartman like doubled the first hole, there was like a thought for like 10 minutes.
Yep. I had FOMO about not watching it being in Croatia, but I'm kind of grateful that it stunk.
The first 2 days were good and then after that...
We were just waggling. We were just waggling our club the way home.
All my top 40s hit. Top 30s I missed. I got 3 of 4. Cantlay... Bogeyed 18 to finish.
Feels like Cantlay always 31. Cooks you.
Yeah, he does. I've said more than once I'm done with him. Phillies in Miami. Tywin Walker goes against Edward Cabrera. I couldn't find an angle with these two pitches, so I stay away.
Put me down for the Phillies first 5.5.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah, I saw it was 108, 108. Was that the side that got the half?
Yep.
Yeah, the Marlins are now laying 115, and I actually like the Marlins at home because I respect these Miami Marlins at home this year.
This is a different Miami Marlins team.
And Walker's...
I don't know if it is.
Walker's pretty brutal on the road. Cabrera's great at home. This is probably the most important Miami Marlins series in maybe a decade.
A long time.
Yeah.
Corbo Burns goes against Jake Irvin. He $2 favorite, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yep.
Corbin's been really good as of late. I didn't want to lay the 1.5 though for the Nats. The Nats can surprise you and hit every once in a while. I stayed away.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay. Tampa at New York. Now it is Glasnow versus Brito. Glasnow's kind of figuring it out.
Yep.
I was worried about the hitting for the Rays, but when I got it, I laid 130 with the Rays. It's currently minus 160. I probably wouldn't lay that, but I already had it on the card. So Rays minus 130 for me, first five.
Yeah, I got Rays first five money line as well.
Okay.
I saw the lineup, but I didn't see if Judge is in it. He fucking better be. I'm on the Yankees plus 1.5. Minus 125, but that's just because I'm walking it, watching it. I can't really in good conscience recommend it.
Baltimore's at Toronto. Gibson goes against Bassett. I stayed away from that one.
Let me down for the Orioles first 5.5.
Wow, really? I think that the signs were telling me were telling me to take the Blue Jays, but I'm staying away just because of how scary those young O's are.
Okay. Silseth of the LAA, who are not trading Shohei. They're going all in, apparently.
This is locked for me.
Versus right now. Jackie Morton. Stay away. Is it locked for you?
Let me look. It's locked for me. Yep. We got a pitching change.
Fuck.
Chuck is -230. I'm still seeing Silseth. Silseth and Chucky Morton.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay.
I'm throwing in the Chucky Ball game Braves at Moneyline Parlay.
Okay. Okay. Andrew Abbott goes against Marcus Stroman. These teams, hey, Cubby's catching a little bit of fire, huh? I will take the Cincinnati Reds first 5.5. I believe Abbott bit me in the ass right before we went on break. He gave up 6 out of nowhere. But he's rebounded.
He's great.
And we're getting first 5.5. So on the Reds, I'll take him.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tone.
Okay. Yep. I like hearing that.
It's the play of the day.
POD.
It's the only side. Wow. Reds first 5.
POD and basically a team ride. Let's fucking go. Syndergaard goes against J.P. France. Let me see what the line is now because I had to lay quite a bit
early. Laying 175 with the Stros.
Okay, so I got it at 170.
It was -168 this morning. I would just fucking lay it, man. I mean,
I am
Syndergaard strutting in on a new team with a 7-piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, after Savali just gets traded too, you know, that can't feel
Astros fine. Beat the shit out of the Rays this weekend too.
I will take Houston first 5 -170. You got to lay a little bit there.
I'm going full game.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you. I think you got to lay it full game. Nothing about Syndergaard's start to the season indicates that he's going to do well in this new team, new me environment.
No.
I hate the trade for the Guardians, and I hate him tonight.
Okay.
All right, let's go. Houston full game, another piece of my parlay.
Okay. The Dads are in Colorado. Dad just had a good series against the Rangers. Lugo versus... Oh, Gomer Pyle.
Anyway, 8-8 somehow with a 5.8.
You know what side he throws from, by any chance?
The left?
The left. You know who the number one team versus lefties the last month is?
The Dads?
The fucking Dads. I'm actually going to lay the 1.5 full game with the Dads here. -130 on that.
Ooh.
Sure would be shocking, wouldn't it?
Is that Bruce, that wasn't one of the blind. Rules? Bruce, feels like Bruce one of the rules of things you shouldn't say. Huh?
No.
You're gonna throw rockies out there.
If you were looking just to get frisky and bet one underdog tonight, I would choose the Rockies.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm not looking frisky, and that's rounding out my parlay is the San Diego Padres full game.
That'll be it. Sox are at the Mariners. I like Pavetta's been good. Kirby's been decent. I'm staying away.
Pavetta has been very good out of the pen, though, is my concern. He has not started in a long time. I am out.
Okay.
I kind of like the Sox. I threw him +1.5 in a parlay.
Okay. Ryan Nelson's going for the D-backs against the Giants. Do we have a starter for the Giants yet?
Showing TBD to me, Tony.
What happened?
Cobb? Cobb was the listed starter earlier. He's still on ESPN. He's still listed as a starter.
I've still got Cobb, too.
I stayed away.
Giants, first 5 money line.
Okay. Today, I have the Rays first 5 money line. The Reds first 5.5, Houston first 5 money line, and the Dads San Diego Padres full game -1.5.
Phillies first 5.5, Rays first 5 money line, O's first 5.5, Reds first 5.5, Astros full game money line, Dads full game -1.5, Giants first 5 money line.
Okay.
I've got the Miami Marlins full game laying the 115, the Yankees +1.5, the Reds +0.5, first 5 play of the day.
P-O-D.
The Astros money line at home, and then the Red Sox +0.5, first 5 full game, you know, +1.5 if you want to lay it. kind of dealer's choice with the Red Sox tonight.
Otter, what's your favorites parlay there?
My my favorites parlay of the night is the Atlanta Braves full game money line, the Houston Astros full game money line, and the San Diego Padres full game money line.
Okay. Also, just reminded, yeah, it's tough. Tough for old Tim Patrick. Two season-ending injuries pretty early there.
Absolutely brutal.
Absolutely brutal.
Did sign a contract at a great time if you're looking at time.
Really good timing on that contract. Any other injuries?
Bad. Ramsey.
Yeah. I don't think that's a killer for them, to be honest. I mean, does he help? Yes, obviously.
Yeah, it was just kind of a kick in the... just to get things started.
Yep. Yeah. The Apple man will be all right.
Yeah.
What's his name is very good, too. Cater played very well last year.
Trying to think. There was a couple other season ending, but...
we'll see.
Burrow will be fine.
Yep.
We're getting pretty close to, like, these running backs have to sign somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. Yeah. So we'll start first preseason game, obviously betting that on Thursday.
Yeah.
And then a full slate of preseason games next week.
It's good to see Pickens laying somebody out again. He Pickens took laid out old Porter.
Yeah, and then he fucking snatched his chain. Okay, well, welcome to the NFL, pal.
It's mine now.
That guy's the best.
He is a dog.
Oh, yeah.
That defense, I think, is going to be really, really, really good.
I wish they would have just fucking got rid of Canada, man. Because you have everything there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that off, like you have so many weapons now, dude.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, the reports so far haven't been great about Darnell Washington, but... well, actually, they said his blocking's unbelievable, but...
yeah.
That's fine. I mean, that's...
thank
that's all you really need with him. Yeah,
that's who I wanted the fucking Dolphins to take.
Yeah, who's... like, you know, the media's been highest on Allen Robinson so far, so that's good to hear.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Cam Smith, the cornerback the Dolphins took early, is getting a lot of buzz, too.
Yep. And whenever they say that doesn't matter, remember Kenny Golladay was like, they can't complete a pass to him at training camp, and then they never completed a pass to him.
It's nice to hear.
Is he on a team? Yeah. Hold the phone.
No, he's not.
No, of course not.
Boxy actually made a good point today. He should go to the Rams right now and just reunite with Stafford and see if there's something there. Because, I mean, who do they... who's there?
Can he actually not get a deal?
No, dude. He looks like the cornerback's running his route for him on every dude, single play. He
fucking bullied Darius Slay last year, man. It was an incredible touchdown catch, Bruce. You remember?
His first touchdown catch in 4 years?
The one and only.
I mean, the Rams can bring him in. Unless they think Ben Skoranek's the answer.
What do we think of the Rams?
We'll get to them. We'll get them, you know, AFC, NFC.
Shit.
I don't think I'm going to be betting anything over on them, probably. So.
No?
No. Over the sack total, perhaps?
Maybe.
Interesting times.
All right. We will be back tomorrow. Baseball again, and then we'll start the AFC, NFC.
Hell yeah.
Cheers.
Get ready, Bruce.
Cheers. Who do we want to start with? The favorites?
Yeah, it makes sense.
So that
or should we work our way opposite? Should we do the stinky or the good?
So
I feel like Friday doing the best team would be fun.
Okay, so we'll start tomorrow with that would be the football team.
That would be the football team.
And
the Pats.
And the Pats.
And the Pats. Exciting.
I'm not calling them Commanders anymore. If they're not going to be the Commanders, I'm not calling them.
I'll call them those commie bastards.
They're the fucking football team to me.
What's their mascot's name? Huddy?
Yep.
Yep.
I hope he sticks around.
What was his name?
Huddy.
I do.
Was it Huddy?
Miss Dan Snyder.
Oh. What was?
Like just as a Giants fan.
Nobody has ever said. What was his name?
He did bring a
well, I don't need like the cool Commanders KD Trey Fives here. Like I don't need that in my life.
Oh yeah, I forgot NFC.
Yeah, here we go. Is it Commander Huddy?
Commander Huddy, yeah.
Is it actually?
Oh god.
Commander Tuddy.
There you go. There is a chance that the old name does come back. I've seen quite a bit of signatures on a petition.
Scary Terry loves Sam Howell.
He's a good Sam Howell. I mean, he was a projected first round pick, and then
he went back.
Then he went fifth round.
Yeah.
I mean, where's Carson Wentz going to end up?
That's a good question.
Nowhere.
That's a mid-season fucking man goes down. I would take Carson over Teddy Bridgewater, though.
Yeah. I would take Teddy Bridgewater, Matt Ryan, Cam Newton. Else is out of the league?
I would take none of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Over Carson Wentz? We all
watched Wentz play. There's no way you watched Teddy Bridgewater last year, Mitt.
Carson, at least.
I did not watch Teddy Bridgewater last year. No, I will say that. But I watched Carson Wentz last time he played meaningful football, and Jesus, I would never take that guy.
Well, we're not talking about this. This is like the best case scenario.
Is like if you're in a pinch, dude.
Yeah.
It's like you need a guy that can throw the ball 20 yards down the field.
I am taking...
Teddy, I went down on the shield for Teddy pretty much his whole career, and what he put out there last year with the fish was one of the most disturbing things I've seen.
Yeah,
who's the number two there?
Mike White.
Okay, I don't know if Skylar Thompson was battling or not.
They're kind of saying that, but Mike White's been fucking slinging it, dude.
Right, well,
he's hit a couple deep shots.
Well, Tua's got a sleeve now and he knows jiu-jitsu, so what do you got to worry about?
Did a fucking backwards somersault, dude.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow.
All's well.
Good luck.
God bless.
Armor.
Done.